man. Listen, it doesn't matter to me if you start straight boxing or straight MMA striking. Personally, I like straight MMA striking. However, just find a sensible club. I find that boxing clubs, usually they just beat themselves to a pulp. Find yourself, if you're new to striking, find a friendly striking gym. That's, I want you to have a soft landing. Like at TriStar, we have touch sparring. Monday nights, touch sparring. Wednesday night is touch sparring. Friday nights is touch sparring. You cannot spar the pros unless you're competent. You have to come show us that you can take and give. You know, you can spar with the more advanced guys. If you go straight from hot to cold, you can get your bell rung, you can get your jaw checked, you know, you can get your ribs bruised. Like, ultimately speaking, that's my number one concern. Then if you give me a chance to choose between striking MMA and striking boxing, my second most important pick, I would go straight into striking MMA. Why? I do also boxing days, just boxing sparring. However, I like to start with MMA. Why? Because I find that the boxers dip and bob and weave too low. Like, for instance, a great example of that is Pico. You know, Pico just had a loss and he got caught in the dirty boxing, but he's very well trained in boxing, Western boxing, and he's very well trained in wrestling. However, the in-betweens, if you see every time he got finished, you know, he's been finished twice now. It was the in-betweens, like he got kneed and then from the knee, he got dropped and choked. Two things he doesn't see in his sports. He was born and raised in boxing, born and raised in wrestling, but he's too orthodox. He's too orthodox. One day he's going to fight a guy who's a kicker. And his orthodox style is going to clash very badly with these kicks and very badly with elbows. He needs to do MMA striking only. He needs to get out of that mold. That I find he's so much in his mold. When he got caught, it was kind of in a clinch. Now, there's clinching in boxing, but it's typically broken up right away by the referee or by the, you know, the in sparring, it's kind of considered a little bit dirty. It is considered dirty. So, for instance, if you put that guy he lost to in a boxing match with him, Pico would mop the floor with him. If that was a sparring, you know, at the wild card boxing gym, in my opinion, Pico would hurt him bad and would be like, hey, this is a mismatch. However, in MMA, with the in-betweens, Pico is too orthodox. So I like to start you with the MMA and then go specific, because I got guys in the gym that always get head kicked. Why? They started in boxing. They're so boxer. They're so orthodox boxer that I've been training them for years to try to not duck into a kick, to not eat a knee, to not eat a leg kick. They're prone to leg kicks. They're so orthodox that the day that they fight a kicker, they get crushed. They fight another puncher, they do great. They fight a kicker or a knee or a guillotiner if they're really, you know, orthodox wrestlers. They're always getting guillotined. They're always getting tripped up. They score less striking. Like, for instance, they'll get outboxed by a guy who doesn't box as much as they do. Why? Because of the kicks to the legs, because of knees to the body, the push kicks. It kills their game. So that's my opinion. You know, start with the general. And have days where you just go boxing. Have days where you just do Muay Thai. That's fine. That's great. But start with the general. Try to get a taste of all the weapons. So you don't get too nestled in one type of limited type of fighting range. Because what happens one day you fight a guy who's just totally opposite of that range. You know, like he just never goes in that range. And he'll never let you in that range. And he'll just crush you. Okay. So, but safety first, try to find a good, sensible gym. I find that most athletes mess up their health in the practice room. I'm very big on safety in the practice room, even though we have injuries. I'm so strict on it that I'm like, how could I be this strict and still injuries happen? You know, it's just... we got to be very careful with the mind, the brain. That's why people are always complaining to me about early stoppage. Dude, if it's in question, if it can go either way, like for instance, the Dillashaw stoppage, I didn't think it was so black and white. Like I've seen stoppages that I thought it was just early. Like for instance, the Jose Aldo stoppage just last weekend. I thought it was early, okay? Again, I'm trying to be conservative here. I thought it was early. I'm conservative towards the fighter's safety. I thought that Meccano was not that hurt, even though he was hurt. I thought it was early. However, the Dillashaw one where he dropped three times, if you watch the tape, I thought is gray. Okay, it's gray. And let's err on the side of caution why we want to see Dillashaw be healthy. Even though himself, I understand he wants to keep going. I get it. He's the fighter. The fighters should never be choosing. The fighters should never choose. They're not in a position to choose. For those of you who don't know, when you get your bell rung, you don't remember what happened. You are not in position to judge. The fighters always wake up from being knocked out. What happened? They don't have those last few seconds. They don't have them. So how could they judge? They're not there. They're not witness to what happened. So fighters cannot judge. Experts watching will have a difference of opinion. I heard some people say it was too early. I heard certain people say it was too late. I err on the caution on the side of health. Why? Exactly what you mentioned, CTE. I want to see these guys finish their career as healthy as possible. For me, that's my number one concern. For other people, it's like, hey, it's a title fight. He may never get a chance to get a double champ. What's double champ if you have health problems in the future? What does it mean? It means nothing. If your health is gone, these young fighters will realize how important it was for safety first. And look, the truth of the matter is sometimes in every sport there are deaths. It's rare. You know, you could be a runner and die. You know, like there's deaths in every sport. Okay. If you have a, you know, maybe an abnormality in your heart, you don't know about it. You do a very intense type of sport and you die. You know, that's why there's pre-screening tests, etc. We're trying to weed that out, but things could always get through. Mistakes can always happen. Genetics play a role. Some people are predisposed to more danger than others. Whatever the case may be, whatever it may be, deaths will occur in everything. Okay. You can be walking down your stairs at home in the safety of your home and die. Okay. We're not going to live in a bubble. However, what's our number one concern? When a death is going to happen, we're going to go back and try to figure out, you know, how to avoid it in the future. Of course, you know, it's the worst case scenario. And then we're going to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should approach things this way. We get wiser. We get smarter. I always try to approach it from the perspective of health first. If it's gray, let the referee choose. And if he chose to err on the side of caution, I'm not going to complain.